This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continue to listen to the weekend edition. We've got Dana Lyons with us right now. You know, I have to tell you, Dana has been doing a great job. He's got a great newsletter. Anybody who wants a complimentary subscription to the newsletter, simply let us know by either let us know through the blog, or obviously you can contact Corey and I via email. Corey, where are we going to take it with this one?
Well, Dana, you sent me, and you and I chatted about this actually, the relationship between what we have, the VIX, the volatility index, but then also the 3-month volatility index, and the returns that we have seen over the past, let's say, 6.5 years for the S&P. Before we get too much into this relationship, can you please explain not just the VIX, but this VXV, which is a 3-month volatility index, and the ratio that you come up with here?
Sure, Corey. So a lot of people are familiar with the VIX, you know, the volatility index on the S&P 500. Well, there are different durations of volatility indexes. The VIX, the VIX, happens to be the one, happens to represent the 1-month volatility expectation for the S&P 500. You also have, you know, shorter durations and longer durations. Like any durational product, the longer you're looking out, the higher the premium, the higher the price tends to be, because you have more time, say over a 3-month period, for volatility to rise than you do over a 1-month period. So typically, the 3-month volatility index, which is the VXV, will be higher than the 1-month VIX, just because you have more time for volatility to increase over a longer period of time. Occasionally, during times of market weakness, or especially extreme weakness, you can see the 1-month volatility expectation actually rise above the 3-month volatility expectation, which is, this kind of, it's relatively rare to see, but it's typically during times of market carnage that you see that happen. Now, the strange thing is that we saw yesterday, we saw the 1-month VIX close above the 3-month VXV, which I say is strange because we've seen very little damage done yet to the stock market. Obviously, a lot of that is due to these fears about Brexit, what's going on in the UK. So basically what it means is a lot of people are rushing into these volatility products and as a way of hedging themselves against, you know, adverse effects coming from Brexit or coming from, you know, whatever happens in the market. But again, it's odd to see, with little damage done in the markets, I had to see this 1-month volatility rise above the 3-month volatility. And typically, I'll give you an example. The VIX has closed above the VXV on 289 days since 2007, when the VXV came about. Yesterday, the S&P closed within 2% of its 52-week high. That was the second closest it's been to its 52-week high in all 289 days that saw the 1-month volatility rise above the 3-month. So despite this jump in volatility expectation, there's been little damage done to the market. And historically, we've seen pretty positive results in stocks going forward after such conditions.
So, Dana, let's try to look at this from an investor psychology type of sense, because you're right, we haven't seen a sell-off in the S&P when we have seen at least the 1-month VIX shooting up, which broke 20 earlier this week. And right. Yeah, that absolutely is, I think, a way of traders to hedge, but it's also showing that traders then do believe that the market could easily get up to this all-time high, but they also are thinking, well, there is a potential for a big drop coming. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, and let's think about it psychologically. Like you said, what we have is a condition whereby, you know, investors have rushed into these volatility products. So we have widespread hedging positions going on right now. So from a psychological standpoint, if an adverse event does come along like a Brexit, well, with all these hedges in place, that's going to significantly cushion any blow to the market that comes as a result of it. So investors are prepared for it. On the other hand, if the adversity does not strike, you can have a serious short covering rally in stocks and conversely a long covering rally in volatility products as people rush out of their hedges in the instance that, you know, this Brexit or any adverse effects does not come about. Especially given the proximity of the market to its all-time highs, the closer we get, especially if the Brexit doesn't happen, the closer the market gets to its all-time highs, as you mentioned, the probably the more short covering you're going to see, the more evaporation of these massive volatility positions and hedges that have been put on.
Now, we are recording this on Thursday afternoon, so we will know the Brexit results by the time that this interview is released with the weekend show. But, Dana, one other aspect of this that I find so curious is that it seemed like 6 months ago, maybe, we were talking a lot about how investors were trying to move into cash, getting their money off the table. This is the exact opposite of taking your money off the table. This is injecting more money into the markets as a hedge rather than simply taking it in cash. What does this mean to you moving forward?
Well, it's almost the same effect. You know, either investors say the market does keep moving higher as, you know, similar conditions have suggested in the past. For example, we've seen this this strange situation with the VIX, the 1 month above the 3 month VIX, with the S&P this close to its high. We've seen that on 12 occasions, almost as close on 12 occasions in the past. And 1 month, 2 weeks, and 1 month later, the market was higher 11 out of the 12 times. So it's the same effect. People are either missing out on a rally being in cash, or they're missing out on returns by having a significant portion of their portfolio hedged. So either way, the suggestion would be that higher prices, at least in the immediate future, would lie ahead, as we're seeing today. Well, who knows what's going to happen in the UK? We'll know by Saturday, but in the past, occasions of high cash positions and high hedge positions have not typically rewarded the investors.
So what are you suggesting to your folks right now? What should they be doing?
We're still positive on the market from an immediate term. We have finally, you know, as we've spoken about, over the past few months, since the bottom in February, there have been a number of developments that have caused us to upgrade our expectations of the rally. We, you know, we figured it was probably going to be a bear market rally off the low with limited expectations. We still feel it's a bear market rally. However, the breadth was excellent. Momentum was good. Some sentiment was still skeptical, so we did along the way upgrade our expectations for the rally. Some of those positives have gone by the wayside or played out. Some of the positives, like the sentiment, like we're talking about today with the VIX, are still there. So while we've seen some of the bullishness fade away, there are still enough positive factors that would probably prevent, you know, the stock market from melting down right now. So with you've got a couple of a number of things playing in the bullish and bearish side right now. So possibly, you know, we could see the market continue to drift along in the immediate term, either a little bit higher, a little bit lower, but nothing maybe too outrageous.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. Hope everybody enjoyed our chat with Dana Lyons. I really appreciate how he has, it seems like, his finger on the pulse on a number of different markets. For this segment, we are chatting with our friend Craig Hemke, founder and editor of TFMetalsReport.com. Craig, you focus on the precious metals, so that's what we're going to focus on this segment. And we're going to move past the whole Brexit issue now that that is finally behind us. we can look at the ongoing trends which have been driving gold so far this year. Initially, people were worried about the U.S. economy, and then they got a little bit more, I guess, stable in the U.S. economy. And then when we had the last jobs report, plus also the last Fed meeting, people again continued to move into gold as kind of a risk-off trade. And that continues to be the story around the world. We are in a slow-growth economy, global economy, with China continuing to produce mediocre numbers at best and some mixed results, but I think that's always what you're going to get out of China. And now Europe dealing with the recent Brexit vote. So, Craig, I just have to ask you, this whole kind of sell-off that we saw through most of the week in gold, why do you think investors are starting to flee out? And do you think investors are going to, again, start to trickle back into the metal, albeit it's remaining very range-bound?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case, Corey. It seemed like for the balance of last week, all anybody wanted to focus on was Brexit, as if the only reason gold had rallied 20% so far this year was the looming Brexit vote. I mean, that wasn't why gold was rallying in January. It's not why it was rallying in February, and that's not why it's up 20% year-to-date. But that was allegedly the reason for gold to trade off most of last week. I think going forward, perhaps, traders, even the high-frequency trading machines, the hedge fund managers will begin to focus again on what the fundamental drivers are of this emerging, resuming bull market in the metals. And they're really two primary drivers. It's the position that the central banks have painted themselves into in keeping rates low, but the extension of that is negative interest rates around the world. You know, there's always been this talk, as long as I follow the metals, you get the paper bugs, as we call them, always say, well, you can't eat gold, and gold doesn't even pay a dividend. You know, it just sits in a safe somewhere collecting dust. Well, no dividend at all, and 20% growth beats the pants off of a negative interest rate. And if a bank is going to charge you to hold your cash, you're going to start looking at options. And one of the biggest news stories, really, that hit the wires within the last couple of months was this news out of Munich Reinsurance in Germany that they were moving to physical gold with their reserves. Boy, I tell you, nothing says higher prices like soaring actual physical demand like that. And I don't see why that won't continue going forward, because negative interest rates, it seems, are here to stay. And with negative interest rates around the globe, that really precludes the Fed from raising rates here in the U.S., and that sparks gold as well. So we should be seeing a bounce back here relatively quickly as those fundamentals reassert themselves.
Craig, can you share a little bit of more details on that story that came out of Germany from that bank for some of our listeners who missed it?
Yeah, you know, you can actually do a Google search for it. Just type in Munich, like Munich, Germany. Munich Re is the company, Re being short for reinsurance. Just type in Munich Re and gold, and you'll find a number of stories on it. Anything, they were just noting that, especially for an insurance company, a pension fund would be the same way. You cannot have negative returns on your investments. You have to have positive returns so that you can provide the benefits that you're guaranteeing as an insurance company. Well, in a negative interest rate environment, what's Munich Re going to do? Buy a 10-year German Bund at 1 basis point, I mean, or a 5-year German Bund at negative 40 basis points? I mean, it just doesn't work. And so negative interest rates force you to make some rash decisions. You actually start stockpiling cash because you don't want to pay a bank to hold it for you. But you can also stockpile gold, and that's what their news was, is that they were buying physical gold, not paper equivalents, not the GLD, not future derivative contracts, futures contracts on the COMEX. They were buying physical gold. And as this negative interest rate environment continues, there's just apt to be more and more companies, pension funds, following the route of countries and other central banks in acquiring gold and holding it. And that continues to underpin price, no doubt about it.
Well, you know, it started out with the Far East. People got started to get really excited about what the Chinese were doing. It started out with other parts of the world. I guess the million-dollar question is it going to expand into the Western world? Right now, we're not seeing a lot of action. We're seeing gold being very resilient, Greg. There's no question about that. But, however, by the same token, gold is not a happy camper right now. And people who are traders, which I am definitely not, are not happy campers right now, unless they're trading on the right side, which I'm assuming some of them really are.
Yeah. You know, there's a couple of things there, Al. One, folks never want to confuse the paper derivative price with actual physical metal, because the two really aren't connected. The only price that's discovered on these electronic exchanges like the COMEX is the price of the derivative itself, what people are willing to pay for that derivative. There's hardly any gold ever delivered. There's hardly ever gold taken delivery or supplied through the COMEX. And so you get a physical price that is determined by the trading of the paper derivatives. And so if you want the price to go up under this current system, you need to have buyers of the paper derivative first and foremost. We can talk about physical demand and China and all this stuff all day long, but as long as the price has as a backbone context these paper derivatives, and we've got to, whether or not people are buying or selling the paper derivative is going to be the key determinant of price. And so therefore we have to look and see what drives paper derivative buying. So far this year, again, it has been hedge funds, trading funds, seeing the momentum in price, seeing again this negative interest rate structure around the world, looking for any type of exposure to gold and gold-related investments. You know, and one other thing, too, that folks can track is the clear relationship that these high-frequency trading machines have established between long bond futures and gold futures. You can plot a chart of the two together and see them moving almost in tandem. So if you can kind of see it a little bit in the dollar index, too. A key component of why gold has rallied this year is that between the beginning of February and the end of April, the dollar index fell about 8%. So that has helped gold, too. So if you want paper gold prices to keep going higher, look for lower interest rates and a continuing falling dollar. It has been the trend. It will probably likely continue to be the trend, and it will continue to provide a bid for paper gold and thus higher prices.
The price is continuing to be set on the paper exchanges, and the U.S. is a very crucial driver of those paper exchange prices.
Craig, U.S. demand, for sure. Thank
absolutely.
You, Corey.
Absolutely. Thank you, Craig. Everyone stick around. We're going to be right back with Brian London.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with Brian London. Brian is a good friend, just a really good guy. He's one of the, I would have to say, one of the really quality people involved in our industry, and I'm proud to be able to call Brian a friend. Brian, Corey, why don't you take it from here, talking about Brian's upcoming cruise and the seminar that's going to be taking place in Vancouver here shortly.
Well, Brian, first of all, we just want to give you a little exposure because we think this cruise is a good opportunity for investors in the resource space if they want to take a little vacation, but then also be rubbing shoulders with some of the more well-known people in the industry. First off, Brian, can you explain when the cruise takes place, please?
Sure. It's July 10th through the 17th. It's coming up very quickly. There are a couple of cabins left, I believe, on the ship, but quite literally only that. So it's going to sell out and at any moment. But we're having Rick Rule, Brent Cook, myself, and Mike Larson of Weiss Publishing, who has a great following and is a speaker more of a generalist and focuses on bond markets, but has come over and turned very bullish on gold for a number of reasons. As you said, it's an incredible opportunity. You get to hear presentations from these speakers. You get to mingle with them, have dinner with them, go on excursions. And not only them, but also your fellow attendees on the cruise, your fellow investors who, by their very nature of being on this, are very serious resource investors and very successful ones as well. This will be the fourth one of these events that I've been on, the first to Alaska. But it is, I think, by far the most exciting one we've ever done.
Now, Brian, what does a typical day look like? Because I know most people that have been on cruises before, there's a lot of time at sea, and some people can find that actually a little bit boring as they wait to get to the next port. But at least it sounds like on this cruise, there's talks, there's kind of get-togethers where people can discuss different investing ideas.
Absolutely, and that's where this takes advantage of those days at sea. It's a seven-day cruise from Anchorage to Vancouver, stopping off at Sitka, Juneau, Skagway, Ketchikan, and having, you know, great stops and great excursions along the way. But there are 2 days at sea where there are no stops. And during these days at sea is when we have the seminars. So there'll be two full days of seminars where you'll see presentations from us as well as a panel each day. Every evening there's a hosted dinner by one of the speakers that you'll get to attend in a very intimate environment. So it's really an incredibly enriching and enlightening and entertaining opportunity and experience.
So, Brian, you talk about a typical day being when you're in port, you guys are all going to be socializing, you're going to be learning, and it's going to be like a university experience when you are actually at sea. You know, I have to tell you, anybody who is interested in learning more about our industry from the best of the best, I mean, I got to tell you, personal friends like Brian, I don't know the gentleman from Weiss Research, but I know Rick obviously really well, and Corey and I also know both Rick and Brent really, really well. Brent is, in our opinion, the best exploration geologist out there. So you really do have the cream of the crop. Let's flip over, if you don't mind, Brian. You're going to be doing a, I guess I would call it a one-day seminar immediately following the cruise. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we just decided to take advantage of the fact that the cruise ship arrives on the 17th, which is a Sunday, in Vancouver. And we have these four speakers from the cruise there at one time. And so we decided let's have an open symposium or seminar for one day at the Pan Pacific Hotel where quite literally the cruise ship docks. So it's going to be very convenient. We're going to have the four speakers from the cruise there. We're also going to fly in Peter Schiff to give a special luncheon presentation and participate in our closing panel. And we're having Eric Coffin and Gwen Preston also make presentations. So that event is free and open to the public. With that said, we can only fit 400 people, and we're already well over 300, so there is a sense of urgency for anyone who would want to register for that. That, I think, is really one of the best values you'll find anywhere because it's literally no cost. It just appeals to serious resource investors who want to hear the latest views of the top experts around today.
So if anybody wants information on the cruise or on this one-day investing symposium, you can find the information on our site, kereport.com. Look under, first of all, the weekend show, and then also on the banner ad that we have posted. Brian, can you talk about some of the topics that will be discussed, not only on the cruise, but at the one-day event? And will there be company-specific focus so that people might, you know, either get to know companies better or have the opportunity to talk to some management teams?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have on the cruise, well, each speaker will have two individual presentations. And for myself, I'm going to outline the big picture for gold and precious metals in one talk and then narrow it down and give specific recommendations in the second talk. And our closing panel on the cruise is also focused on specific strategies and specific stocks. We'll also have a focus on that in the one-day seminar, and we'll also have a few sponsoring companies presenting at the one-day seminar as well.
You know, those seminars are a great idea. You've been doing that, or I guess I should say Gwen and I don't know how long you've been involved, but Gwen and Eric have been doing those for quite some time now. And I think it's a really interesting format, Brian, in the sense that not only do you get to hear from the companies that are included in, I believe, your newsletter and Gwen's newsletter and also Eric's newsletter, but you also get these, you know, the select speakers that you bring in. And I have to tell you, I think that that is the format definitely of all conferences to come. I think personally that the former business plan of having, you know, 5,000-10,000 people attending these things, you know, with the business plan being simply to get exhibitors, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's a thing in the past. And what I find interesting about your show down in New Orleans is your show down in New Orleans is kind of a combination. I mean, you certainly have better speakers, not better, but better known speakers, to be correct, than virtually any of the other conferences. But your conference is organized pretty much in the same way, in the sense that you're not looking necessarily for a million exhibitors and a million attendees. You're looking for hands-on attendees.
Yeah, we're a very intimate event in New Orleans. You know, we're in a hotel. We're not in a big conference or convention center. We can only fit a certain number of exhibitors. And we have attendees who come year after year, mm-hmm. I think, they probably won't admit it, but I think they get as much value from talking to their fellow attendees as anything, because it is kind of a gathering of you know, the cream of the crop of successful investors, successful entrepreneurs, business people, people who believe in free markets, in individual liberty. So there's a buzz to it, and, mm-hmm. And people who come for the first time, they're just blown away, and they register there for on site for the following year, and they say, how did I not know about this, and I'll be coming every year. It's something that has to be really experienced to really be appreciated.
Well, I know, Corey, you're a regular attendee down there of late, and I tell you, Kathy, self-permitting, which I think it will, I can guarantee that I'm going to be shaking a lot of hands down there from our listeners. It's a great conference, as I'm sure this cruise is going to be, as is the conference following the cruise. Brian, always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini-CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Okay, here we are to wrap up the weekend edition. Been a fun show to put together. Right now we have a whole lot of political issues on our agenda, but certainly the markets are obviously first and foremost our main interest. We have Glenn Downs right now, kind of contradicting what I just said. We've got some political issues we're going to chat with Glenn. Glenn is very definitely our Washington insider. He is a very bright individual. Master's or PhD in economics? Which one is
just
it, Glenn?
Only a master's, big.
Only a master's. Hey, I got an MBA, and I'd be the last person to say only an MBA. Anyway, having said that, Glenn, you've been traveling around the country, actually traveling around the world a bit since you left the office of Walter Jones, Congressman Walter Jones, where you were the chief of staff. We would like to get your opinion on right now, specifically on what's going on in the Trump versus Clinton theater. And I have to tell you, in my opinion, that's all it is just theater. Nobody wants either one. But, it sure does make for good entertainment, doesn't it?
Sure does, Big Al. You know, of course, and sometimes in life we have problems, and problems are things that can be solved. They've got solutions. And sometimes you deal with predicaments. And predicaments is bad choice A versus bad choice B. And that's what your choice is. You know, do you cut off your leg to save your life, or do you cut off your arm to save your life? Those kinds of things. And it might be politically we're in a predicament where we're dealing with a set of insoluble problems, or problems that can only be managed rather than solved in a way that leaves everybody getting everything that they're going to get. And that might be the place we are in history. We might be presented with this set of candidates for that set of, similarly, that set of reasons where you've got candidate A and candidate B, neither of which would be anybody's dream candidate, but here, most people's dream candidate, that is to say, but that's what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. So, as we're talking about this campaign and the theater of this campaign, we're a long way from the final act. But we are at, I think, a pretty crucial time. And this crucial time, this period of time between now and the time shortly after the end of the Republican convention, we'll see how well the various competing factions of the Republican Party, of the people that really put together and make campaigns for the Republican Party, can coalesce in an agreement of convenience, if you will, to make sure that Republicans hang together lest they hang separately. And then we'll also see the extent to which the Trump campaign can use the Republican convention to rebrand and reintroduce Trump in a way that kind of solidifies the Republican base and along with some of the swing voters he's been reaching out to. And then also the Trump people will have taken over, if they've done this effectively, will have taken over in not just de facto, but in a real sense as well, the mechanisms at the RNC. So you have all the operational aspects of campaigns, the ideological aspects, and the people aspects all would be have to be merged together as for Donald Trump to have the chance to really thread the needle here. And fortunately, he's running against a very unpopular candidate. Hillary Clinton has got negatives not quite as high as Donald Trump right now, but she's got very high negatives. And to the extent that Hillary is opened a little bit of a lead on Donald here, it's not because people have been gravitating to her. It's because people are going, I don't know about this fellow. And Trump has fallen back a little bit. But both of them are way under 50%. And so there's a battleground and we'll see whether the Trump campaign and Mr. Trump himself can do what they need to do to coalesce the Republican base. You kind of lock down your base is one of the real principal rules in a political campaign, and then go out and reach out to disaffected working class, old Reagan Democrat type voters, and try to get to 50% plus one in the Electoral Congress.
Glenn, I want to get your opinion on some of the troubles that the Trump campaign has had recently, plus the recent news that came out earlier this week where Trump fired his campaign manager, Corey Ledowski. This seems like a very weird time for a campaign manager to be fired, but you know what? Trump's not running your typical campaign, is he?
Well, that's true. Corey Lewandowski was somebody who's a first timer at this level of campaign. He's been involved in politics for a long time. I don't know him personally. I know people who know him personally, but he's up in the major leagues in a big time way. And the Trump campaign has really been run in a non-conventional sort of a way. And that's worked well for him. But as you try to move into a general election mode, where it's not just enough to, hey, I'm going to try to run against all these Republican establishment people, but you've got to get them. Lyndon Johnson used the pejorative term, I want people inside my tent peeing out rather than outside my tent peeing in. And right now, we've still got a situation where huge swaths of Republican establishment people are still not inside the Trump tent. And so Trump needs to get them in. And they may not be in love with him, and they may not ever be in love with him, but they need to be convinced that it is in their enlightened self-interest to be in the Trump tent, even if they don't like it. Now, Corey Lewandowski was somebody who had not endeared himself to lots of these people. And there are credible reports that he was more interested in maintaining his power and position than he was in promoting Mr. Trump. So having somebody who come in as the new campaign manager who is familiar to the Republican establishment types at the RNC and on Capitol Hill and on K Street and Wall Street, even for that matter, but is somebody who is considered to be somebody that's acceptable to and understands the frustrations of the Trump primary voters would be actually probably a good step. So we'll see how this all plays out in terms of the structure and the management of the Trump campaign. But I don't think that, Corey Lewandowski was obviously one of the guys that helped get them to where they are, but he's probably not one of the guys to get them home, all the way into home plate. So I'm not sure that a change now is a bad thing. It's probably a good thing, provided that the person that takes his place and the people that populate that campaign going forward in a general election kind of a structure, which is very different and larger than a primary campaign structure, are somebody that genuinely understands and agrees with the frustrations expressed by Trump primary voters, but has some recognition of how that needs to be tempered to fit with the realities of the Republican power structure that currently exists. And if you can't do that, if you say, screw them, we won the primary, if they don't like it, they can take their marbles and go home, they'll take their marbles and go home, and Trump will lose, and Republicans will lose the Senate for sure, and even control of the U.S. House of Representatives would be in jeopardy.
Well, I got to tell you, Glenn, I have to say, I am very much in the camp of Ronald Reagan when he left the Democratic Party. When Mr. Reagan said, President Reagan, I'm sorry, said, I didn't leave the Democratic Party, they left me. Well, he actually became a Republican. In my case, I actually have not become a Democrat, and I really doubt that I ever would. I'm very much of a staunch independent. But I have to tell you, I am very, very disappointed in the Republican Party. You know, starting out with John Boehner, going on to Paul Ryan and the rest of them, they're all in it to win it for themselves. I see no coalition. I see no for the good of the order. All I see is for the good of me. And I got to tell you, I hate to see it happen, but they deserve to lose this election. This is a very important election. And the way that they have been acting, I got to tell you, my man, they deserve to lose it. We're down to 1 minute.
Well, listen, that's been the big fight of this year. And it didn't start this year, but it's really manifested itself this year, is what kind of Republican Party, what does the Republican Party stand for, and what will the Republican Party stand for? So what this fight within the GOP is about is more than just over, you know, I'm the guy with the hand on the train engine buttons and levers and whatnot. It's about which way the train's going to go. And that drama is unfolding before our very eyes, and the final act has not played out yet.
Well, very, very interesting and I think exciting election that we are going into. But Glenn, you are right, unfortunately, that GOP, that party just is having a lot of issues figuring out what direction they're going to go in, with Trump seeming to take the lead and the nomination. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. As always, we had a great time putting it together. Come visit KEReport.com for daily editorials.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.